Hey everybody and welcome. My name is James Quick and I'm a Microsoft Technical Evangelist here in New York City. And if you've seen any of my videos before, you've probably gathered that I'm pretty focused on mobile applications, and whether it be cross-platform with Xamarin or more recently doing separately iOS and Android development and also Windows, really focused on mobile, doing the front end and also doing kind of a mobile back end in the cloud. So that's the kind of thing that I'm really passionate about, and this is going to tie in directly to that because we're going to talk about a technology called Parse. And Parse is basically a mobile backend for your application, provides data storage, provides some authentication, some user login, logout functionality, client SDKs, a bunch of different things. And what we're really going to talk about today is understanding Parse on Azure. And so why we're talking about this is that Parse has recently kind of announced that it will no longer support hosting your workloads themselves. So this is a lot of developers, especially young developers, have been using Parse, really excited about Parse, and were kind of in shock. You know, everything that they had created, all the data that they had stored, will be going away in the next year. So what Parse did, and they've actually done this very well, is they started out with migration guides, and then they actually open source their Parse server that users, developers, could then take and upload to their own server and run and have the same interaction and same functionality that they had when just using Parse by itself. So this is where we're going to talk about Parse on Azure, and we're going to talk about understanding what it is, because different services of Parse map to different services of Azure, and I want to make sure that everyone understands what those different services are. Won't do any hands-on interaction with the SDKs today. I will have some videos in the future that will do that. We'll do some iOS, Android, and Windows kind of getting started on each. But today, really want to make sure that you understand the different pieces that are involved on Azure using Parse. So, one thing to note before we get started is Parse is actually very similar to something we already have in Azure. So this is kind of an interesting situation where we have gone out of our way at Microsoft to directly support this Parse server and make it as easy as possible to bring Parse developers over to Azure, knowing that we already have a similar technology in Azure Mobile Apps. So Azure Mobile Apps, same general idea, client SDKs, Azure Storage, user authentication, stuff like that. Very similar. Some things Parse does that Mobile Apps doesn't. Something Mobile Apps does that Parse doesn't. And we'll kind of touch on those as we go along. So just here on the screen, we've got the Parse homepage, which now kind of highlights this Parse server. They've got a migrate existing app page. They've got a view on GitHub because it is open source. And you can kind of take some time to look through either one of those or both. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull up my Azure portal, and I've kind of jumped ahead here. So I'm going to start with a new, and then in new, I'm just going to search for Parse. And when I search for Parse, I should have two things show up. And the top one will be, let's see here. There's a Parse server by Bitnami, and there's a Parse server on managed Azure services, which is what we want. And so those managed services are what we're going to talk about here today in a second. So if I want to get started here, I can click Create. What I'm going to need is a name for my Parse server. So I've got a Quick Parse already running, so I'm going to try a Quick Parse 2 and see if that works. All right, and we can do your subscription. So if you have an Azure subscription, choose whichever subscription you want to start with. If you don't have one, you can get a free trial. There's other ways to get one, so just kind of figure out your way there. Resource group, I'm going to, let's see, do I have a, I'll just do my default East US, default web East US, or actually Parse resources because I've already got one going. So I've got a resource group for my other Quick Parse. So this is part 2. And so you see here, it's got app ID and then Parse master key. And if I don't give it a key, it's going to auto-generate those keys for me. So I could go in and create my own and then paste it in here, or they'll just give them to me. So I'm going to start clicking create here. And we'll just start by kind of understanding really what Parse server is while this is creating. So Parse server is basically a Node Express application interact with data in the form of a MongoDB database. And the thing about MongoDB is it's JSON in and out. It's JSON documents, JSON stores, basically. So it facilitates endpoints for your SDKs to access, and then from there kind of go in and access the table storage, so it's that middleman. You can add custom endpoints to this to do other specific things if you want to, again, to have more of a middleman between different aspects of data. It does things like store files, and it can store files in kind of a file storage that Parse Server includes. Basically, what we're creating here is a web application at heart. That's what we're creating. And I want to talk a little bit about Azure App Service. And Azure App Service is kind of this container idea that you can put mobile apps and web apps and logic apps and API apps inside of and have them all talk to each other and share resources. And the reason for this is that previously in the old portal with Azure, we had something called Azure Mobile Services, and then we also had Azure Websites, right? So the naming might get a little tricky here. And those were kind of two separate technologies. And what we realized is not only do these kind of go hand in hand, I mean, it's kind of hard to find a mobile application that doesn't have a website. It's kind of hard to find a website that doesn't have a mobile application. So not only do they go hand in hand, they also tend to share resources. So knowing that, we created what's called the Azure App Service. And the Azure App Service is basically that container that you can put web apps, now they're called web apps, and then Azure mobile apps in and have them talk to each other and share resources. So that's basically what we're creating here at the heart of our Parse server. We're basically going out and getting those files from GitHub, from the open source Parse server, copying them into a web application, and then adding a couple of different services behind the scenes as well. All right, so we've got our Parse server deployed here. I'm going to go ahead and click and see if I can open this and take a look at what it really is. And I think what we're going to see here is this is the resource group that we created. So I'm going to do one thing. I'm going to back out, and I'm going to do all resources, and I'm going to do, when this loads here, do a search for Parse, because I want you to really understand what all the different resources are that are created. And we're going to see basically doubles here. So we should see a quick Parse 2 for each of these items. Again, one that I've created before, one that I just created now. And so let's just kind of walk through these piece by piece. The first one we have is the actual web application. So that's the web server, the server, the Node.js files that are just copied in to create that web application. So that's one piece. And this is just like any other web app. You should have a landing page. And this landing page probably right now, let's take a look, is just kind of a dummy page that says basically this is up and running. So let's see exactly what it says here. And while we're waiting for that page to come up, I want to show one more thing, one of these handy tools in web apps and mobile apps, because they share a lot of the same thing, a lot of the same functionality. And one of those is the extension for, I didn't get tools up here, so the Visual Studio Online extension. And this is where, give it a second here to load, we can go in and kind of see all the files that are inside of our web application. So this one is already turned on. If yours is off, obviously turn it on, and you should be able to use this. Might have to enter your credentials again. So I'm going to let this pull up here. And I think I'm getting an error on my landing page. I don't think by default Parse Server gives you that landing page, which is okay. So we'll just kind of skip over that for now. But we should see here in a second. Again, we're taking a second to load. That we can get into Visual Studio Online and see all the files. And I'm being prompted here to log in twice in a couple of different places. So here's Visual Studio Online, and now here's all of the files that got added and created with and copied in from Parse Server on GitHub. So these are all the different things that we have. We've got packages, index.js, there's cloud pieces here, logs, Node modules, all the things that we need to incorporate from Node. So you can go in here and see just what exactly got copied in, but it's basically going to be the same stuff that is in the open source version of Parse Server on GitHub. So that's what that is. And if I were to come in here and add like an index.html, that would pull up for a landing page. And I could add that if I need to, but for right now, we're just kind of focusing on the back end. So I'm going to go back a little bit from our web application. If I close that out, do I go back to my search? Nope. So let me search again for all resources, and we'll do a search for Parse. And one of the things that we're going to see in addition to just our web application is the actual app service plan. So app service, again, is that container that we put this web application in. So for each web application, it has to go to some container. So it's going to create one of those for us. Let me bring up all these parse resources again and kind of move in a little bit closer here. So that's what this quick parse 2 is, ASP, app service plan, not Azure service plan. So there's our app service plan. We've also got this quick parse 2 DB. So what quick parse 2 DB is document DB. And document DB is Azure's managed service for MongoDB. Hope that makes sense. So this is why I kind of started early on to emphasize that Azure has a managed service deployment package for Parse. So it goes in and creates all these things that are managed services. So I don't have to go in and install MongoDB on a VM and do updates and stuff like that. This is managed for me, so all I need to do is kind of go in and interact with it. Very, very cool. So let me scroll down here. No databases by default. What's really cool here is when you start to interact with this from a client SDK, it'll go ahead and create the databases and the tables, or with DocumentDB and Mongo, it's more of collections of JSON documents is what it becomes. But it's going to go ahead and create all of those for us. So in the next couple of videos, when we do a getting started with one of the client SDKs, we'll see when we say to access or to put something in this table, if that table doesn't exist, it will create it, which is really, really handy. All right, so that's our data storage and the web server. That web application connects. You access the web application and it connects you to DocumentDB back and forth. Let's scroll back over here. The next thing we have is the notification namespace or notification hub, and then the namespace as well. So the notification hub is what we is another managed service to send push notifications. And push notifications are different on each of the platforms. So this notification hub makes it as easy as possible for us to send push notifications to all the different devices: Windows, Android, iOS. This is actually basically the same implementation that Azure Mobile Apps uses. So Mobile Apps uses creates the same kind of notification hub and uses that behind the scene and abstracts a little bit even more from you. So we move on down a little bit more, and we've got this is a storage account here, and this might actually be, this is our last piece. So the storage account in Azure, you can store tables, blobs, files, and queues. So what we are really working with here is blob storage, and we're using blob storage because with the client SDK for Parse, you're able to save files. So you can save pictures, images, videos, and stuff like that, which is actually very useful because if you think about like a user profile, you can have a username and email as just simple text or strings, but you also probably have a profile picture and then post on their wall if you're thinking about social media or something like that, right? So there's pictures and files associated with a certain user as an example. So files, it's separate from the file storage that you see there. So blob storage is really focused on unstructured data, things that are just bytes. They're just zeros and ones, and they can be in any order, versus like a table storage where you have rows and columns. This is just completely unstructured data. And we can go in and save stuff to using the client SDK to call, basically save a file, and it will save the file in blob storage and then put that URL in the DocumentDB table. So that way you can go directly to your table and access that file, when really what's happening is you're just getting that string and then it's going out and getting that file for you and returning that file. Really, really cool. Works really well. And this was one of the benefits originally that I liked with Parse, because it did file storage kind of in-house versus with mobile apps, I would have to kind of set some of this stuff up myself. So those are the different services. Again, just a quick recap here. You're going to have basically a web application, a web server that is running Parse Server, which is open source on GitHub. You can go and check out the files, and you'd basically deploy those into a web application. Because you're in a web app, you have to have an app service plan, which is that container for mobile apps, logic apps, web apps, and one more, API apps. You're also going to have your database, which takes the shape of a document DB, a document database, a document DB database, which is very similar to MongoDB. It's a managed Azure service, so I don't have to go out and install it myself and update it myself. It's managed. I just get to interact with it. And all of the to and from with that database is handled in Parse Server. So I don't ever go directly to my database from a client application. I go to Parse Server. It does the back and forth for me, which is great. And then the last two things. One is the notification hub to do push notifications. Really, really great. Obviously, this is something that like I love the example of if you're looking at you know, how often you open apps on your phone, you probably don't realize how many times you open applications because you get some sort of notification instead of you just going out of your way to open it. Think about Facebook. Think about your text messages. They give you a reason to re-engage with your application or your users to re-engage with your application and keep coming back. And the last piece here is the storage account. And within that storage account, you get blob storage, unstructured data, images, videos, stuff like that, just bytes, zeros and ones. And again, Parse Server interacts with that and kind of doesn't necessarily let you know. You don't need to know. You don't care how it stores these things. It just does it for you. And it's a little trickier if you had to do that on your own. So Parse, and this is, it's kind of an interesting story. After Parse was announced to be ending, I had already signed up for a Parse account and then used it on an online course for Android that I took. And really, really enjoyed it, but was kind of down because this was something that was going away. Parse Server or Parse was not going to be around anymore until Parse Server came out. And even then, I didn't know if I wanted to go through the trouble of kind of moving all that stuff somewhere and making all these different connections. But now with the Parse on Azure with managed services, it's all done for me. I can just use the client SDKs. I'm ready right now to do a getting started, to put stuff in a database, to read from it, to log in users, to create users, to log out users. All of this stuff is ready to go. So this is what I'm really excited about, really passionate about this area of mobile and then powering mobile applications in the back end in the cloud. And stay tuned because I'm going to have some more videos of getting started, starting with UWP Windows 10 applications, getting started with Parse. And that'll be, we'll insert a couple of things and have the tables generated on the back end. We'll do some users, stuff like that. And then we'll branch into iOS and Android as well. So hope you enjoy this. Hope you're looking forward to more videos and hope to see you in the future.